Bags down, spikes on, welcome to the track. Hi, I am Colin Wasteman. I'm going to be your host of this episode of Track World News, presented by Track Barn. And if you're watching the YouTube version of this, you'll see that we are in a new area. We're currently in a hotel here in Eugene, Oregon. We are watching the World Championships go down today. And man, oh man, did we have a lot of action, especially in the 200, which is where we are going to be talking about this entire episode. So let's jump right into it.
Before we go any further, I want to give a huge shout out to the sponsor of today's video, Manscaped. As track athletes, we're going to be running tons of miles every week and can be really sweaty and gross after a hard day of practice, but those days are behind us. Manscaped just sent me their brand new performance package, which comes with the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your goodies. Look, I've tried a lot of razors in my day, but the Lawnmower 4.0 is just different. Its ceramic blade helps reduce grooming accidents, LED light allows you to shave anytime, anywhere, and since it's waterproof, you can even take it in the shower if you want. When shopping with Manscaped, use code TWN at checkout to get 20% off your entire order, plus free shipping worldwide. Show up to your next meet looking good. If you want to be the best, you gotta look the best. Link is in the description. And now back to the video.
Inside of the 200, we had your winner, Noah Lyles, going in an American record 19.31, which was the third fastest time all time. He ended up beating Kenny Bednarik, who came in second with a 19.77. Arian Knighton, third with a 1980. Joseph Fambule, fourth with a 1984. Ogandu out of Dominican Republic with a 1993. Jareem Richards, 20.08. Brown with a 20.18. And then Adams with a 20.47. So a very talented field, and Lyles coming out on top. And man, oh man, I did not expect this to happen. Of course, I thought that we were going to see Noah Lyles win, and I thought that he was going to definitely do it in spectacular fashion, but the American record going down, didn't see that happening. He ends up beating Michael Johnson's record that he set back in 1996, and he was looking smooth through this entire race. He got out quick. As you know, his curve has been kind of his, I guess, downfall, if you would say. I mean, it's crazy to think you have a downfall when you're an American record holder, but his curve isn't the best. His straightaway is where he really starts pulling away with everything. And we see that when it comes to his splits. Like, looking at his splits, this is what the difference is when it comes to Bolt, Blake, Lyles, and Johnson, right? For the first 100 and the second 100. Usain Bolt, these are his splits, the first 100, then the second 100. 9.92, 9.97, 9.27. Blake, 10.14, 9.12. Lyles, 10.15, 9.16. Michael Johnson, 10.12, 9.20. So you see all three of them have very different kind, or they have different types of styles where, you know, with Blake, Johnson, Lyles, while their first half is in the 10 seconds, they're closing much faster than Bolt was. Where Bolt, obviously he got out a lot quicker with his 9.92, but he wasn't able to close fast as these other three guys were. And so Lyles, if he can work on that front half of his race, where instead of running a 10.15, maybe he's running a 10.1 flat, or maybe a 10 flat, man, we can see some crazy, crazy stuff being delivered, because his finish, his close is crazy. I mean, he was just eating up ground, and really it was no contest. I mean, you can see, he ran 3.1, the other guy's running a 7.7. You're a half second faster than everyone. Like, it wasn't even remotely close here. And Lyles, like, looking at the race, it was so exciting. Like, at the end, like, he's ripping his uniform off, he's celebrating, he's yelling, he's screaming. It was just, like, so much energy going on, and being in the arena as this happened, like, everyone was screaming on the edge of their seats, standing up. Like, it went silent right before the race. It was spectacular. And it was a full, packed-out arena, just the energy was at an all-time high. And one of the probably the best two races we've had in the World Championship. And I'm so glad that I was here to be able to watch it, back-to-back races. And could we see the world record go down of a 19.19? I mean, seeing Lyles put this 3-1 together makes me think that it is definitely possible. I feel he can obviously go into the 19-2s. Like, and if you're in a 19-2-5, that world record isn't too crazy to say. Like, there's a possibility, there's a world where I could see it happen. Is it likely? Is it a guarantee? Of course not, but it's a possibility, I feel. And it's something we have to entertain now because it's not something that we thought of before. And so now there's this world where Noah Lyles can definitely get this world record, and I think it's within grasp here. It was cool because Michael Johnson was in the facility. He's obviously working the world championships currently, so it was really cool to have the guy, the previous record holder, in the arena at the same time that the record holder was. Overall, just an awesome event, for sure. Next, let's go on over to the women's side of things. So the women's 200 meter winner, Sharika Jackson, she wins in a Jamaican national record, second fastest time all time with a 21.45. Your second place finisher, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce with a 21.81. Dina Asher-Smith with a 22.08. Sinai with a 22.12. Steiner, 22.26. Clark, 22.32. Elaine Thompson-Hurrah, 22.39. And then Kambuji with a 22.55. So this was definitely probably the better half, might have been the better half of these two races. So the women went first and then the men go second. And so we're leading off with the second fastest time ever. And what was cool when they're doing the introductions of all of the athletes, everyone else is waving. You go into Sharika Jackson, she's stone cold. She's looking dead straight. She's locked in. She's ready to go. And so you knew something was going to go crazy when you saw this. Just like Noah Lyles, this was like the top, these were the two favorites going into it for me. Like, I couldn't see many areas where either of these athletes are going to lose because of what they've done to get here. It's all about trends. It's not just about who has the fastest time. It's about who is trending in the right direction when it comes to the championship. Sure, Arian Knighton had the fastest time going into this race, but he had done it early on in the season, and we had been seeing Noah Lyles trending in the right direction. Sharika Jackson, she had been trending in the right direction ever since Jamaican Championships. She did really, really well there and has been trending in the right direction to where it's like, oh, this is like a no-brainer when it comes to who's going to be winning this thing. And Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, able to get second there, very great for Jamaica. We've seen just US and Jamaica dominating both of the sprints. US gets the sweep when it comes to the men's 100 and the men's 200, and then Jamaica gets the sweep in the women's 100 and then the top two performers when it comes to the women's 200. So like I said, Sharika Jackson, just stone cold. There was no way anyone was going to end up beating her. And then Dina Asher-Smith, really great to see her get into that top finishing as well. She had kind of gone through some, issues, questions, people, sure, is she still that same winner that she was back in 2019? Yes, she is. She very much is. Came back with a vengeance. It was great seeing how she transitioned from the 100, where she did pretty well, and over here to begin being able to get a medal here in the 200. And so, once again, we have to consider the world record. Sharika Jackson, world record is 21.34 set by FloJo. And so, is this a possibility? So she's looking at having to cut, 0.12 seconds. So from Noah Lyles is looking at cutting about the same. So yeah, they're looking at cutting pretty much the exact same. So these performances are very, very similar in regards to the world record. And so I'd say she's got to be in the position to do it as well. I mean, she has a lot of fast track and field ahead of her. And so being able to cut that 0.12 going into, could it be the rest of the season? I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping that she does kind of keep running, taking this, all the speed that you got going on, this peak that you're in, and continuing it throughout the rest of the year. I'm hoping that both of them do, because it's like, wow, wait a second. I'm just running 19.3. I'm running a 22.345. Let's keep this rolling. Let's see what we can do the remainder of the season. Let's get at least two or three more track meets in us and see if we can drop that time even quicker, because we're in this crazy peak season that we're in right now. So sure, Sharika Jackson, I think, could do it. Who has a better chance at beating the record. I'd say Sharika has a better chance at breaking that 200 meter record than Noah Lyles does of breaking 19.13, because I think 19, because I think that is absolutely ridiculous. But both of them have the possibility of doing it, and I'd like to see them, you know, give it a really good try here. Next, what's the 4x1s looking like? So obviously on the men, we are not going to be seeing Fred Curley on it. He got injured in that 200 meters, so he is off. So right now, if I'm looking at what a 200 is, Noah Lyles is definitely on it. I'm thinking first, probably you might be doing Bracey, or if Coleman, it's like Bracey or Coleman. You might want to do Coleman, I don't know. Coleman probably first. I've heard there's been some, you know, issues going on with some, you know, just the team on who's gonna end up being there. So let's say you put Coleman first, then second you'd probably put Bracey, third I would put Bromell, and then fourth I would put Noah Lyles. If that's not what you're gonna be doing, then you might want to do number one, put that as Marvin Bracey, two, potentially Kenny Bednarik, you know, because he did come in second in that 200 there. Three, Trayvon Bromell. And then four, you could put Noah Lyles. That's an option you could do there. Second could potentially be Elijah Hall space. I think there's an area where you could do any of those things. On the women's side, I would say it's pretty solidified. Actually, no, I would say maybe we might be seeing Tamara Clark taking that second spot, possibly. Actually, Steiner did beat her. So yeah, probably Steiner will be on that 4x1. But let me know what you thought. How did you enjoy today's competition? In my opinion, probably the best day in the World Championship so far in regards to just back-to-back races being phenomenal. But let me know what you think. We'll be back at it again with the reactions from today's competitions, where we have the 400 meter hurdles and a few other events going down. So we're very excited for that. If you enjoyed the episode, make sure you give it a like, comment, subscribe. All that really helps us know that you're enjoying things. That's gonna do it from us here. Have a good one. Peace.